Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Ackerman Security Hotline, we've been talking him up. Let's bring in Kevin Herter on Vinny and Haney. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man, let's talk to you. First of all, congratulations being first-round draft pick by the Hawks. Asked you the same question we asked Justin Jackson last week, a couple weeks ago. Seemed like only yesterday you were coming to Maryland out of high school, top 100, top 50 recruit. How fast did that time fly by for you?
It went really, really fast. And I was actually thinking about that the other day. I remember the exact place I was when I found out even Justin was going to Maryland, let alone me. And so I never expected to leave after 2 years. I really went to Maryland expecting to be there four and just worked really hard in the 2 years I was there. And took a chance this past spring, and I was kind of surprised myself.
Hey, Kevin, talk to me about the combine, because, like, as you just said, you know, you went there with kind of a look and see approach. Did you do a lot of training prior to the combine? Because a lot of times guys will get with, you know, trainers to prep for the combine so they, you know, so they can perform well in the drills. What were the things that you did prior to, and what did you do during those drills that impressed everybody so much?
Yeah, so even just with Maryland's schedule in the spring, I had been working out all spring, doing a lot of strength-type stuff, and getting on the court, we had a GA that now is working for the Blazers that is really good with on-court development. And so Bruno and I, kind of all spring, were working together, playing one-on-one, doing different stuff like that. We couldn't leave campus because we couldn't miss classes because we declared without an agent. So there's a lot of guys that left, and we were with trainers because they signed an agent and they could get out of school. And so, you know, we were on campus the whole time. Our workouts were really good. And so did a lot, obviously, on-court skill work, kind of adjusted to the three-point line. We started shooting a little bit further, and I really try to work on my game, going to the basket and finishing. And then, obviously, all the strength stuff off the court, we did a lot of that too.
Give us a status report on the hand right now.
Yeah, so right now I'm still about 2 weeks out. I expect the day after summer league, I'm hoping to fly back to New York to see the doctor again, and hopefully she can tell me some good news.
Now, Kevin, when you got done with the combine, was it the NBA people who said, "Damn, you were really impressive. You need to think about coming out," or, you know, it was the Hawks that said, "Hey, you know, we'll definitely take you." Did you have some guarantees that made you feel comfortable?
Yeah, just when I left the combine, there was a lot of really good feedback kind of from everyone. And, you know, my advisor at the time was my agent now. And so he had heard really good feedback following the combine, and Coach Turgeon I was using as, you know, a guy that could take calls for me and kind of feel around what people were saying. And so he has a lot of friends in the league. He was calling around after the combine, and he kind of got the same feedback. And so then I kept doing workouts, worked out with the Nets and the Lakers afterwards. Was supposed to work out the Jazz, kind of had to go get my hand looked at again, but it was a lot. There was just a lot of really good feedback, team saying that I wouldn't, it would be hard for me to fall past their pick. And so my range ended up being anywhere really 15 to 25, and kind of fell right in the middle right there, 19 with the Hawks.
Kevin Herter, Atlanta Hawks, former Terp, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan on this Tuesday. And you mentioned earlier, Kevin, the adjustment from the college three, which is, what, a little over 20 feet, to the NBA, when its deepest part is almost 24. How much of a difference does that make in trying to get acclimated to it? Because your future teammate, Trae Young, looked like he was struggling a little bit with that last night.
Yeah, the tough part, honestly, is where the NBA line is. Honestly, I mean, I shot a lot of those shots in college. It's now shooting the shots that are beyond the NBA line. And Trae kind of found himself doing that a couple times yesterday, is taking shots that were a lot deeper than the NBA line. And so those are the shots you kind of have to start to get good at. I think if you're a good shooter in college, you've shot in enough threes at where the NBA line is. It's just you don't always get shots right on the line, and that's kind of at every single level. And so, you know, I think I have a good enough shot where I'll be able to adjust, and obviously it might take a little while, but just try to stay simple with it. You'll finish forward, stuff like that.
Now, Kevin, what are the Hawks saying that your role will be? What are they looking forward? What are they looking for you to do this year?
Yeah, you know, this year I'm just trying to help out in any way I can. I think first I need to be a shot maker, you know, a guy that can spread the floor, get other guys going, just with the ability for me to, you know, kind of draw attention just from being able to make shots. And then past that, trying to make plays for others. And, you know, being a rookie in this league, the Hawks are already a young team. You know, I'm not expecting anything going in. Again, I'm just trying to go in and have some sort of role where I can help out.
Now, Kevin, you talked about getting the, I guess, the NBA telling you that you were good enough to play in their league, but how difficult of a decision was it for you? You're still a young guy, 19, and you're going to have plenty. We're old guys telling you. You have plenty more tough decisions to make. But as a young man, how tough was this one?
It was by far the toughest decision of my life. And I waited so long, and I got, you know, the morning that I announced I'd be staying in, it was really the night before that I finally felt comfortable with the decision, and I didn't know what I was doing. Again, everything just kind of happened so fast. I went into it expecting to go into and use that as a measuring stick and go in, kind of declare, go through all the workouts, the process, come back and have a great year. And then it was kind of, you know, wow, I actually have a decision. And I just really, I love the school. I love the social part of it. I love the basketball part of it. And I didn't help myself through the process. I would go back and look at old highlights of myself or go back and I'd watch full games. And that kind of made it tougher to leave. But, you know, ever since I kind of made the decision so far, I really don't regret it.
Now, Kevin, what's your schedule going to be from now until when you report to camp?
Yeah, so right now we're in Salt Lake City. We just had our first game yesterday. And we have two more here before we leave for Vegas for about 2 weeks. And I'll go hopefully after Vegas. But like I said, I fly back and see the doctor right away in New York City. If not, I'll at least go home for possibly a week. And then I'll probably go back out to Atlanta. I got to find a place to live. And I'll start working out with their trainers and get my hand right again and doing a lot of strength type stuff. And then there's a rookie transition camp that's in early August that every rookie has to go to. And then after that, again, hopefully much of August, I'll be in Atlanta up until training camp.
Now, you've got practice coming up here in about 6.5 minutes. What does that entail for you now?
Yeah, so I'll have to go in, and I'll go through most of practice really just with my left hand and kind of get in script, you know, going over plays. I won't do anything contact, won't do anything live, obviously. But then as the rest of the team is doing live stuff, I get in 50 makes my left hand. So I'm shooting all type of floaters, hook shots, and a couple dribble moves, just strictly all left-handed, and then get out, work out a little bit, do some conditioning, then watch the game tonight.
Kevin Huerter, Atlanta Hawk now, former Maryland Terrapin. Kevin, we appreciate your time. We know you're busy out there in Utah at, 7:30 in the morning. So you're up early, ready to work. Hey, you have a great fourth, and we'll talk you down the road, I hope.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Yep.
You got it. Kevin Huerter, former Maryland Terrapin now of the Atlanta Hawks in the National Basketball Association.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.